Education. Education stakeholders in Narok South Sub-County have called on students to uphold discipline and remain focused in their schoolwork in order to have a bright future. Narok South Sub-County Director of Education Stephen Ol Sentero said every student has a dream of becoming someone great in future, but their dreams get shattered when they start engaging in unethical issues. You ask a young child what he or she wants to become and they dream of being doctors, pilots, engineers among others. However, when they get to a certain age and start engaging in unethical behavior, their dreams die, he said. He thus advised young learners to remain focused and utilize their time in school well, as this was an opportunity to build a better future for themselves. We get some information that some school children are engaging in drug abuse while others impregnate teenage girls. This is uncouth and kills one's bright future, he reiterated. Ol Sentero also challenged parents to uphold parental guidance to their young children and always act as their role model. Every parent should spare enough time to advise and listen to their children. Some parents are too busy to mind about the behaviors of their children, and come to realize when it's too late that their children were spoilt, he said. He spoke at Tengetcher Asoit Secondary School during a prayer meeting where he revealed that 2,704 candidates will be sitting for the Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education, KCSE, exam and another 8,053 will be sitting for the Kenya Primary Schools Education Assessment, KPSEA, in the sub-county. Similar sentiments were echoed by Narok County Women Representative Rebecca Tonke, who urged students to take advantage of their time in school to better their future. She spoke at a forum in Suswa Girls in Narok East Sub-County where she condemned retrogressive cultural practices like female genital mutilation, FGM, and early marriages that compromise education in the county. Tonke reminded the students that they were the future leaders of this country, hence the need to maximize their time in gaining new skills that will build the country.